Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is International Black Summit coming to you live and in color. And us on the East Coast have survived Irene. Ding dong, the witch is dead. How y'all doing out there? This is our normal Sunday show. So we're out there, and Jill is on there. Jill, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing very, very well. I survived Irene.
Yay!
Without too much headaches and trouble. I'll just say ding dong, the witch is dead.
Congratulations. That is great.
That is. So did you guys get affected down in Atlanta?
No. Well, we had a little bit of rain. We just had a little bit of rain when it hit North Carolina, and it rained for about a half hour, and that was it. And I've been on CNN ever since.
Yeah, I've been on the Weather Channel. But it's all good. Well, let's get it rolling here. I'm going to let me start off with the Declaration. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity, possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness and being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. August 28th, 2011. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Well, here we go. We got Jerry on the line. Hey, Jerry, what's up, buddy?
Peace, my brother and sister. How y'all feel?
Hey, Jerry.
What's going on? All right.
So, what we're going to be doing tonight, we're still we're going to finish out the month with talking about the summit experience and what people have gotten from it and so on and so forth. And, I think the thing to do at this point in time is to really talk a little bit about Irene since it's certainly impacted the three of our lives and certainly I'm sure some other folks from around the country. But I want to talk about it not like the storm itself, but like our relationship to it, like what has the work of the International Black Summit provided us in the context of the work, in dealing with disasters and dealing with situations in the life. So one of the things I noticed, or I'll start it off and notice for myself, is that the conversation of the International Summit is about being present. And so when you're present, you can then begin to make decisions that are reflective and important in terms of what you are. Because one of the things I noticed, and it was interesting because this week we had an earthquake and we had a hurricane, which... We normally don't have either one, but the thing that was interesting is that what I noticed is that people got panicky. And when people got panicky, they started doing things that weren't focused and weren't maybe not necessarily what their intention and what they want to do. So the work that we do at the International Summit for me has me be present. It has me be present in a way that I was able to assess and look at the situation and look at what I wanted to do and how I wanted to be prepared for the inevitable event called Irene. And so what I noticed is that I was very meticulous in preparing. So I was very conscious about how I prepared, what I prepared, what I needed. And then if I forgot anything, I went back and got it. And so it wasn't about, oh, my God, you know, the earth is, the sky is falling. It's like, oh, okay, good. What needs to be done? You know, let me go look outside and see what I needed to handle for the house. You know, what things needed to be put in the garage, you know, that kind of a thing. So it was really... And it was a lot of ease for me. It wasn't a whole lot of agitation. So I noticed a lot of people around me were very agitated and hyped and triggered by the activity. So what did you guys see?
Well, for me, this is Jill. I have family in Providence, Rhode Island, Boston, Connecticut, and New York. And for me, it was... I found myself in a space of unpredictable results because when I was watching CNN, it was almost as if they were hyping it up, but then it was calming down, then it was hyped up again, and it was just the energy was just going back and forth, and I didn't want to be in that. So I had it on, but I turned the TV down. And I called my father, and, you know, he was like, oh, it's fine, and everything was fine with the family. And I just found myself not getting, because usually I would be caught up in it, you know. And so I just, but then as the wind started picking up and one of my cousins called me and said electricity was out and trees were falling, I just found myself in this calm space of just, unpredictable results. We just don't know what's going to happen, no matter how, if I'm worried or not, what's going to happen is going to happen. And everyone is fine. And, of course, I still try to maintain that positive energy. But I didn't get as jittery and going back and forth and worrying as I probably would have normally have done in the past. So it was a very peaceful state that I feel that I was in. And being, like you said, being present, that was very important. And that is something that is a distinction that I'd have to work on. That's work for me. That is work. But I really tried to work with that being present daily, but even more so today.
Very good, very good. Yeah. You know, and I noticed that, you know, I just, like I said, I was very present to the agitation that people were around me. You know, I was on the highway on Friday, and people were just zooming, like driving real crazy and wild. And I was like, I wonder what that's going, you know, about. I mean, crazier than normal. I mean, I live in New York, so... People tend to drive a little crazy, but yeah. So that's what. What about you, Jerry? What was it like for you?
Well, for me, before I read the personal word, for me, I wasn't following the hype, you know, because it's like every time I would turn and oh no, this and this and that, they would talk. I heard Brooklyn tree is falling down. Around with my mother lives there, I call my mom. I said, well, there ain't trees falling. She said, no, it's all calm right over here. Mm-hmm. So I find myself just like calling different people, you know, in the summit and my other family members in the South, make sure everything all right. And I was just praying. That's what I was doing. I was just praying, make sure everybody got it safely, especially, you know, our people and because you know there are certain spots along now and it was flooding, but it wasn't like really like flooding like the. It was only like one town was flooding like somewhere in the south. They were saying, but you know, mostly like in the northeast have been pretty good. You know, you got some floods here and there, but like Joe said, I found that the media was really hyping it up that it's supposed to be and that not supposed to be and I didn't get it, you know, and so go ahead.
Well, you know what I was present to is be with what is. You know, mm-hmm. when you're saying, because the media was hyping it up and it was, you know, it's going to be the worst storm ever and blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, it's true. We don't experience hurricanes this, and we don't know what to do. And so, you know, but the distinction be with what is, or that conversation had me really look and be present. So, okay, good. What's really going on? What's really needed and wanted? What is it that I need to be focused on versus all the hype? So you're right. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I got it was interesting for me because one of the things I looked at was what's the role of the media? Like the media, you know, the media really was around scaring people. But
yes.
For me, the conversation is really about, you know, being informed. It's a thin line of being informed and being scared, you know, because when I'm scared, I'm going to act differently than when I'm cautious or conscious. So, you know, I noticed that one of the things for me that I noticed about myself. Anything else that you wanted to speak to, Jerry?
I want to read out the principle.
Oh, yeah,
tonight,
please.
I have two, but the first one is Cool John Shakalia, in parentheses means self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. And the second one, that's what's needed in parentheses means purpose. It means to make our collective vocation the and development of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness.
Cool. Very good. Well, you know, in both of those, I could see the relationship to being present and to dealing with the storm, you know. You know, being present to what our purpose is and what we're up to, and our collective purpose, as well as, you know, just, you know, again, being present. Good. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Henrietta, we got you on the line.
Oh.
Oh, go ahead, Jill.
Hey, Henrietta.
Hi, Henrietta.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good.
Look, I'm in Chicago. I plan to be in D.C. This weekend, but thank God they you know, postponed it before we left. So.
Right. So you didn't make the trip for nothing. Right. Good.
But as soon as we schedule it, I will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. I'll share a trigger with that around the statue at a later point in time, but I want to kind of just keep focusing. So what did you notice about the people around you around the hurricane, and did you use any distinctions to clear yourself around it?
Let's see. When I first heard about it, something – you know, I kind of questioned. I wonder which way it's going, you know, when I first heard about it. So I was okay. I was really just kind of, I was really glad that, you know, they postponed it when they postponed it. So And then I was like, I thought, okay, it's not coming that way. You know, I was like, it's not going to come. You know, that's where I went. I was like, no, it's going to go a different direction. And then I had some judgment about it, you know, about consciousness, because I believe that hurricanes are caused by consciousness of the people. So my honest thought was, if they would leave Obama alone, the hurricane would go the opposite way. And so I went there for a moment, and then I just said, okay, it wasn't time. For some reason, this wasn't the weekend to do it, you know. And then I just went back to what I would have, you know, what I was going to do if I stayed here, because there was a lot going on in Chicago this weekend. But I haven't heard anything about it. You know, I keep asking, did it hit? Was there any damage? You know, I haven't heard anything about it. Well, I hadn't until maybe an hour or so ago. But to answer your question, Glenn, I don't think I have cleared myself around it.
Okay. And for those of you who are not familiar with what we're talking about one of the distinctions of an International Black Summit, which is to clear yourself or to be able to bring yourself present. So clearing is a process that we do so that we can be fully focused on what's at hand. And mm-hmm. So we can clear yourself by speaking to someone. You can clear yourself by emotionally just getting all of that frustration into that situation out and saying what's so for you. So you can use other people to clear. You can use the situation to clear. You can just go off and meditate and clear yourself. So these are all variations of clearing that are available. But the bottom line is the ultimate process is for you to be present so that you can not, so you're not somewhere else. And so that's what clearing is for us. And so
did you hear anything, Glenn, in what I said? I said, did you hear anything I said?
Well, what I heard was that you actually cleared yourself around the upset of going and not mm-hmm. going, and then you were what you were present with was the consciousness that was created by the hurricane, and you clearly were not going to support that energy. So those are the things that I heard in your speaking. In terms of clearing yourself and supporting your commitment to not have that energy be expanded, because of course fear and all of that adds to the energy that's in the space as well. But that's what I heard.
Okay.
Now we've got a couple people with their hands up. Anything else that you wanted to say before we go to the callers?
No, let's go to the callers.
Okay. We've got
am I on the line?
We've got 7-3-4. You're on the line. Go ahead. Just put you in.
Bill Jackson. I'm on the line. Is Bill Jackson on the line? I can't tell. Am I?
You're on the line, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just present to, you know, in terms of like the hurricane itself, in my conversation, it's best to err on the side of caution and care. There were people who actually lost their lives in the hurricane.
About 21
in
people.
In one life is actually too much to even lose. So whether or not it was too much or wasn't enough, where that life could have been lost or how it could have been prevented possibly had better precaution been taken, I'm very happy that there wasn't a lot of loss of life, but there was loss of life. To me, that's a serious storm, you know what I mean? And therefore, it's better to err on the side of caution and care rather than have there be a tragedy and not forewarn people of the possibility that's actually occurring. So I don't get that he was hyped. I think that there was a storm and there was some danger, obviously, because people lost their lives. And that's basically what I want to say about that.
Got it. Very good. Thank you. We have another call on the line, 347-787. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
This is me, Glenn. This is Jerry. This is me. I switched phones.
Oh, you switched phones. Okay. All right. Cool. So, again, for all of us to look, and for me to look, what I'm present to is being safe and being cautious. And the thing, we're speaking of consciousness. One of the things that I was very present to is that because of what occurred in Katrina, I think that cautions were taken and people in government made decisions further out that actually helped to prevent the additional loss of life. And I thought that was, that was a lesson, well, I don't know, well learned, but the lesson of Katrina had people be in action and motivate them to be out in front of the conversation and out in front of the situation such that New York City transit was actually has not been running since Saturday at noon, which was unheard of. I don't think we've ever shut down the public transportation system here in New York. So that was pretty monumental. And of course, they did various other things.
Can someone mute their phone, please?
So that's all good. So what else? Anything else that we saw about the storm or about the summit celebration that we had in Chicago? If you wanted to share with any distinctions that you've noticed since then, if you want to speak to or any insights you've had either at the event in Chicago or between then and now.
This is Jill, and the area that I was mentioning as far as working on being present, and when being at that's the area that, amongst other distinctions, but being present when I was talking about the CNN, when they were talking about the storm.
Yes.
I just want to make it clear that when the anchor man was standing there and the sun was coming out, I noticed, this was just me, I noticed that he was not present in that split second of he kind of acknowledged the sun coming out, but not really, and wanted to still focus on the a past report. And so that's when I just turned the TV down. And that was just, I just wanted to bring that up because I feel like if he was to be present, the people that had the anxiety and that were just not knowing what to do and anxious, you know, the media could have calmed some of those people down just by the way they were talking to us. You know what I mean? And I was very present. Uh-huh. Did you say something, Glenn?
No, go ahead. Keep going. No.
I was just very present. I was very present as to what, how the anchor people were, and then I was also present to how I was being. So that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, very good. I noticed, it was funny. Again, I'm very, my listening, the work of the International Black Summit has had my listening be expanded. And so I was listening to one of the local stations, and this gentleman was from OEM and had worked there for several years, so on and so forth. And he said something I thought was kind of interesting. He says, "Well, what you should do is turn your fridges down." I said to myself, "That's interesting, because it makes much more sense to turn it up if you're anticipating a power loss." So I noticed that I was very engaged, and I was actually listening in a way of listening, but also being critical of the listening, so that it was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Why would I do that? And he probably said the wrong thing in my looking, but it was like, okay, again, be present. Be with what is. Be with what it is that you know. This is not something beyond what I know and beyond my means. So I need to be present to my faculties and be able to, keep presence in and do what there is to do in front of me. So, yeah, I noticed that as well. Henrietta, anything for you?
Yes, I'm back.
Yes, I know. Okay.
I didn't hear what you said. I just heard him here.
Well, we're just kind of looking and engaging in what people have gotten out of the summit and what they may have even gotten between the summit and now, and or any conversation around the storm and the canceling of the Martin Luther presentation and so forth.
Wanda, can you hear background?
Say it again?
Okay. One of the things that I've gotten out of the summit that I'm noticing is the reminder of who I am. You know, it's like this reminder that keeps showing up when I try to go back to who I was before the summit. And it's
okay.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, say some more so we can really be where you're at. I get a sense of it, but give us an example.
Okay, it's like I go to the summit with a particular intention in mind to be a particular way when I leave. And sometimes that breakthrough occurs at the summit, and sometimes it occurs after the summit or even before, you know. So it occurred for me during the summit, and what I've noticed that after the summit, it keeps occurring. Like, you know, if I say I'm going to speak up for myself at a level where I've never done that before, every time something comes along for me to speak up for myself or stand in who I am, you know, there's a part of me that wants to back up, not be that person, but there's like this reminder that it kind of flashes through my mind, the living room, you know, the entire place and what was going on in that space. And it makes me, you know, like stand firm on who I know myself to be. So it's like there's this reminder, it's like an automatic timer, you know, that goes off, like radar that goes off and won't let me go back to who I was before.
Yeah, very good. Very good. It's almost like you've seen the light, and so now, you know, there's no excuse.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. Very excellent. Yeah, the summit, it's interesting because the summit, each summit that I attend, I get present to who I am as a contribution. The, you know, I really get present to the magnificence that I am as a human being, and that the need to not share that is selfish. You know, and I begin to press up against, oh, I'm being selfish again. Here's an opportunity for me to contribute or to move something forward. And I get to, you know, now that's not to say that I don't not do it, but I'm present to it. And I keep being present to it.
Right. And I know those traps. You know, those traps I set for myself. That's what I call them. You know, when someone shows up in my space, almost like to test me to see if I'm being powerful or not. You know, so there's that challenge where somebody will step up and say, well, you're supposed to do this. Or you, and I listen, and then I'll say, no. That's what you wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally different. I don't have to do what you want me to do. I choose.
Well,
you know, like, I choose.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, so you're being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and being powerful is that, you know, definitely. Very much so. You know, that's the, I think the best part of the work that we're up to is having people get their power and get their, you know, what needs to be on track. You know, I think that's so apropos because your show used to be on track.
Mm-hmm. On track.
Right.
Right. And there was no... There was no accident.
That's right. And it's real interesting because it's like these tests, you know, these tests keep coming. They just keep showing up. They keep showing up to see, like, do you like being powerful or do you want to go back to the way you were? And it's like when you do the kind of work that we accomplished, you know, at the summit, because we worked it out, okay? We really did work in every summit, you know, not just Chicago, every summit. It's like you think about the work that we've done, and it's like you can't go back. You cannot go back.
Yeah.
Even though you may want to, because it might be a little bit more comfortable than having yourself out here, but you really can't. You know, BET is showing this special. It's on today about King, about Alpha Phi Alpha and King. And it's like when you see all of the reminders of the things that he went through so that we could be on a radio program, be on Blog Talk, where there are white people on another phone number. You know, that would not have occurred before him. So for us not to be powerful is not doing him justice. Not honoring the work that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But for us to be powerful, for us to take advantage of every step that he marched, you know, that's a part of the breakthrough that we've received.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for us. You know, he didn't march for himself only. You know, he marched so we would be able to do these kinds of things. He, you know, put his life out there on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us not to take it, or for me, let me speak for myself, you know, speaking from the I, it doesn't make sense for me not to honor the work that King did so that I would be provided the kind of lifestyle that I've had. you know, and not take what he's done and take it to another level, because I am as powerful as he is.
Absolutely. You know, that's so right on. Let me just take a pause for a second and I'll come right back to that. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are here every Sunday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. You can get a lot of information about what we're up to, about summit shares, about prerequisites, and about the annual event from that website. We also have different activities that we're doing. We also have some regional activity. So the folks from Chicago just met, I believe, the other day, and other regions are looking to meet as well. So we're here to support the empowerment of our community and to move it forward. Someone needs to mute their phone because there's a lot of background noise. Just really want to come back to what you were saying, Henrietta, and the greatness around Martin Luther King. And one of the things that I'm present to and I remember is that there was this big conversation about a void in the black community and black leadership. And what I'm present to is that void was presented to me so that I can step up to be the leader that I need to be, want to be, have to be for my community to move forward. So I think that there was a real challenge and a invitation for us to take on being the leaders and not look for somebody else to lead, but an opportunity for me to lead myself and my community forward. So, it was very, definitely very present for that. So thank you for sharing that, Henrietta.
You're welcome.
This is Jill.
Go ahead.
Okay, and I am over here with my mouth open because it's unbelievable what Henrietta just shared, because I was in the same space, and it was about 2 days ago, and something occurred. And I was going back to, and that's a perfect way of saying it. It was almost as if I wanted to go back to who I was before I entered the summit. And, you know, knowledge is power. And the tools that the summit has provided me are magnificent. And I could not react in a way that I would normally have, because I do feel like this transformation, that there's something going on that I don't have control of, and yet I love it. I'm seeking more of it. I want to be around it, and I want to use the tools to get there. And it's just powerful, and it's good, you know, in regards to the way I am being present, being with what is, dealing with my trigger, just everything. And it truly is amazing, because as far as the way I would react to certain things in the past, I can't, sometimes it does. It wants to creep up, and I want to maybe be that other person. And now that I have tools and I know how to use them, and I'm, like I said, I'm practicing and working on it every day, working on myself every day. You can't go back. It's almost as if this rites of passage or something, but it's very interesting. It's just very, a very interesting experience for me.
Well, you know, so I'm going to jump in. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. So really what we've been talking about is bringing our vision for the black community and making it, you know, making it present, bringing it into being. And the vision of Martin Luther King was really for us to bring our visions forward, you know, to really see what he saw, but that was the starting point. And so really for us to take that to whatever that next level is for ourselves. So, you know, I am completely engaged in the possibility of the vision that he saw and the vision I have for myself. My vision is health, wealth, and abundance available for all. And so that's the conversation that I commit to and put my actions forward. You know, and it's very interesting, we talked about it earlier, is that when we make a commitment, life begins to test our commitment. You know, are we, stay fast and sturdy in that commitment? You know, because life will give us many opportunities to not be that commitment. And we really do have to stand for ourselves and make and say, yes, this shall be because I say so. So that's really what the power of declaration is as we look at it, and the power of keeping our word, and the constant engagement that we are in terms of moving our life and the people around us and our community around us lives forward. So absolutely. Very good. Thank you.
You know, Glenn, the special that BET is doing today, and you know how they'll replay it, I guess, probably all evening, but they interviewed Andrew Young, who was also an alpha. And he reminded me of this talk show team. He reminded me of Jerry, Jacasia Claire, you and myself. And what he said that made me present to the oneness, that's what it was the oneness of the talk show team, is he said when, I guess their children are around the same age or whatever, but he said they had gotten together this one day just to talk about being fathers. They just wanted to be the best fathers they could be. And somebody, the guy who was interviewing him, Hugh, I think his name, well, I'm not sure, so I won't say anything. But the person who was interviewing him asked him if they would talk about being, if they could talk about the brotherhood, you know, like being alphas. And Andrew Young said no. He said, and the reason that we didn't, that we, it was never like stated that they wouldn't do it. It was just known that they didn't talk about anything that would separate them. And to talk about being an alpha, maybe the alphas, this is my understanding of what he said, you know, would mean separation. And they could not afford any separation in the group of people who had gotten together to march, who had gotten together to make these different things occur, that they could not see a difference between the people. And it made me think about the talk show team, because I think about how we get together every Sunday and we do this. We do this work. And we come from all different parts of the country, and we come from all different facets of life. And we do what it takes to put it together. So I really need to acknowledge this talk show team right now, because that's what I'm present to. I'm present to the oneness that we are in bringing this conversation every week, you know, to the universe. And I'm real present to what he said about King. When you are committed to something, you don't do anything that may separate you from that thing you are committed to, no matter what it means. He said they never gave each other the alpha handshake, ever, because they did not want it to separate, you know, want, you know, like anybody to feel different about anybody else. And I thought that was like
very powerful, you know. So I'm complete.
Well, yeah, that's great because it speaks to their togetherness and their consciousness of being together and making a difference, you know, and being one. Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. And this is Jerry. Anna Gomore, our sister Henrietta, Bird from Chi-Town. I know for me that sometimes personally I don't feel good. Sometimes I'm going through family stuff that at times I don't feel I should go through. But what snaps me back into place and being in the space is the summit. What had the summit has represented for us as a people to be fully committed, that despite whatever we go through, there's people that we have to impact, that they can expand their vision like we expand in ours. And this work is so enriching, and I'm using me again as a big eye. That's one of the distinctions of the International Black Summit. That those who are listening, that, you know, just listening. And I have to understand this work is bigger than me and bigger than all of us put together. And we have an opportunity to facilitate this conversation. We have the right to make people feeling good about their lives again. That you have options to better your life of all aspects. And surrounded by brilliance of the summit. And so we have to understand that just as Martin Luther King had made sacrifice, we have to understand every day we have to make sacrifice. Because it's an obligation, and we have to. And that's what I got from King and being part of the talk show team and being part of the Summit family. Back at you, Glenn.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool. Well, I didn't want to say a whole lot, but I happen to be an alpha too. But that's neither here nor there, because it's not about being an alpha. It's about standing for the vision, you know. And I still think that that's the real conversation about us moving ourselves forward. And being present to all that's available, because there's work to be done in our community, and you know, we get to do that work, and this is part of the work that we do. You know, we have this conversation available for people to call in who could be upset about certain different things, and we give them an opportunity to clear themselves, to find out a little bit about the International Black Summit. And find out if this is something that they can utilize to move their projects, move their life, move their careers, move the community forward. Because that's really what we're here for. You know, we're providing this opportunity on a weekly basis so that people have that opportunity as well. So, Bill, are you still there? Anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
No, I'm
still here. No, I'm just listening. This is great. I'll jump in.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and I heard Bill say, okay, he's cool too. All right, good. Very good. So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're winding down the show. But again, we come to you live. On a weekly basis. There are a couple folks out there who Do not have an open mic if you'd like to. Please press 1, and we'll recognize the hand going up, and would certainly love to hear your comments and get you on the show. We've got some folks up in the chat room as well. And if you'd like to call in, we've got a couple minutes left. The number is 656-716-9827. So you can call in and participate with us if you'd like to be live in the conversation. And if you want to come on the air, just press 1 and certainly be love to engage you in the conversation of moving yourself, your community, your projects, your family, whatever you're working on, your career, moving it forward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Brother Glenn, you want me to give out the oxygen room number?
Certainly, my brother.
Okay. And I'll be hosting that from 9 o'clock, 9:30. So if anybody wants to, we're going to wait with our brothers and sisters for the first 10 minutes. If nobody don't come on, we shutting it down. But here goes the number. The number, 218-862-6420. PIN number, 797-4834#. I will say it again. Number 218-862-6420. PIN 797-4834#. And I will be the host. Back at you, Glenn.
Thanks. Thanks, Jerry. And so the oxygen room is an opportunity for you to engage off air. If you wanted to ask us some questions, we talked very quickly about the prerequisite versus summit share versus the annual event. So the summit share is an opportunity for people just to come kind of engage. We talk about the declaration, what they've seen in the declaration, and look to see if they'd like to find out a little bit more about the summit through a prerequisite. The prerequisite course is a standalone course that is a way to prepare you into the conversation of the International Black Summit. And it's also something that will have you begin to engage in your vision, personal vision, your vision for the world and for the black community, and it gives you some tools to navigate through your day-to-day living. So there's the summit share, there's the prerequisite, and then there's the annual event, and then which occurs the first weekend in August. And then we've got other ways of participating. You're participating here tonight on the radio show, which, oh, by the way, is taped. So you can, if you, for some reason, you're not available between the 8 and 9 p.m. time frame, you can actually go to the website, www.blacksummit.org, and you can get the recording of the show that just took place. Certainly the people from the International Black Summit get together from time to time. We're doing some regional conversations, so that's another way to participate. We also have community summits, which are ways of engaging your particular community. And your community could be your geographical community, could be a club or company that you are engaged in, or it could be just a group of people that get together. So we have various pieces of this work available, and we invite you to inquire about it. And the oxygen room is one of the spaces that you can get a little bit more information about that. So we've got a little over 5 minutes left, and Just wanted to kind of go back around and check in with everybody before we clear it up. We'll come back to you once again, Bill. Bill, anything for you?
No, I'm very good. I'm just enjoying the conversation. I really am.
Okay. Okay, very good. What about you, Jill?
I'm just truly enjoying the conversation, and every time we talk, every time the show is on, no matter what area I'm in regards to, if it's switchboard or calling in as a host or what have you, no matter what, I constantly am getting or hearing something new and different. It's just amazing. So I've learned a lot just off this show alone. So I just want to thank everyone for the conversation that they added to the show tonight.
Well, you're very welcome. You know, that's one of the things I love about the International Black Summit. This is not a static conversation. You know, I get to keep working on myself. I get to keep stepping forward and stepping out onto the skinny branches, as they say, and being a little uncomfortable and doing some things that are outside of my comfort zone. And I get to play with it. I get to create a laboratory for myself so that I can begin to see, you know, what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, we have these distinctions and these tools, and it's really like a shoe. You know, you try it on and see how it fits. Because it may look good on the shelf, but it may not be that comfortable. So we offer all these different tools and to engage you and really ultimately to keep you present and being present. And so when I'm present, and I now can have control and command of what's going on in front of me rather than reacting to some external forces. Henrietta, anything for you, my dear?
Yes, I'm here.
Henrietta? Anything you'd like to say just to wrap up and complete for the night?
Just looking, you know, keep looking for that dream or that vision that God has placed inside of you. Because when you're looking there, life is wonderful. And when you're looking at what wasn't given to you, life is not wonderful. So just choose to be happy. That's what I'm choosing to be happy, just as I am.
Oh, just get cut off.
Yeah, I think she did. I think she was breaking up there.
That was powerful.
Henrietta is our fearless leader, our new fearless leader. She took over from Claire and has been doing a really outstanding job. And, you know, one of the things about the work that we do on the team is that we support each other in growing and expanding. And so she is certainly a demonstration of growth and expansion and leadership. And so just want to acknowledge who she is and who she's been as a support for this team moving forward. Jerry, my brother, anything that you want to say to wrap things up?
I say just keep dreams, just keep the dream alive, and plus in the summit, that let's keep this conversation going. Let's understand that we have to save people's lives and make this part of our life. And that's it. Back at you, Glenn.
Okay. Well, as always, this has been a truly outstanding opportunity to engage you and to hear from you and to keep looking at the work that's being I'm done at the summit, and an opportunity for me to keep looking at the work that I'm doing with myself. So I am exhilarated by the conversation. I am happy that we're all safe and sound with this situation of Irene, and you know, I get to be present on a daily basis. So with that, I thank you all for joining us. We invite you back week to week. We love you. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for the work you're doing in our community. Peace and blessings. See you in the oxygen room. Good night.